News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And a good Saturday. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. Police officers will tell you there's no such thing as a simple, everyday, ordinary traffic stop. A woman fled a traffic stop in Wood County, got into her home, and then sicked her pit bull on the sheriff's deputies who were trying to apprehend her. This happened on the 8300 block of Verdom Street, and the suspect is 48-year-old Culla Fuller. The deputy was bitten several times, was able to fire two shots, and injured the two dogs. He had to flee to his squad car for safety. The deputy was treated and released for multiple dog bites. One of the animals had to be put down. Testimony will wrap up Monday in the Kara Steger Trevino murder trial. One prosecution witness said small amounts of marijuana were found in her purse, which led the defense to ask, could she have been killed by a drug dealer instead of her estranged husband?
Attorney John Kennard must tell the court Monday if Trevino will take the stand in his own defense. Many observers predict he will not take the stand since it would force Trevino to answer questions about evidence, like blood in the trunk of the car and the home, the hooded sweatshirt he bought seen in surveillance videos, multiple trips to the same gas station, and the cab ride home from where Kira's car was found. The prosecution's last witness will be cross-examined Monday. The defense will call their short list of witnesses the same day. The jury could get the case by Tuesday. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The Walsall woman accused of embezzling from her employer to help pay for a previous embezzlement penalty is going to have a plea hearing in November. 56-year-old Susan Adams is accused of writing checks to herself and misappropriating funds from credit cards during her time working at Hess, Dexter, Ryerson & Brunner Law Firm. Her plea hearing is scheduled for November 26th. If a plea is worked out, she might be sentenced the same day. If she goes to trial on those charges, she could face 45 years in prison. The federal government is at risk of shutting down Monday unless House Republicans and Senate Democrats can reach a deal. What does it mean for the Wisconsin National Guard? Major Paul Rickert says a substantial part of his citizen soldiers might have to be laid off. They could go on furlough. They are paid, trained, and equipped through federal appropriations. Sports, the Brewers beat the Mets 6-4. Brewers and Mets this afternoon, 2:30, then Badger football against Ohio State. High school scoreboard, Walsall West shut out Kaukauna 35-0. D.C. Everest over Walsall East 36-7. Spash 14, Nina 7, and Stratford beat Edgar in overtime 17-14. Our Newsline 9 forecast, afternoon showers and thunderstorms, low 70s, clearing tonight 45. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.